thanks to Peters of Kensington. The grand reopening sale on now. Why in the world would you shop anywhere else?
Well, a Republican debate, they can talk amongst themselves, minus Donald Trump.
Well, exactly. The story about the story.
Yeah.
In the headlines, Donald Trump backed out because he didn't want Fox's Megyn Kelly asking the questions again. I think she scares him. Anyway, he tried to have her booted as the moderator. Fox had nothing to do with it. Now that some of the analysts are saying, you know, it might be a good debate.
See, Harley, the one thing I will say, though, about this Donald Trump, I mean, he's the ratbag and whatever. Well, who are the ratbags around the Western world and the free society that have plunged us into unconscionable levels of debt? How big a ratbag could you be to put that legacy in the hands of our kids? So, I mean, this bloke's talking the language of the people in the pubs.
That is the reason that he's leading. People like the way he speaks directly from the heart. It's not varnished, it's not clean,
no.
It's not anything that
no.
a politician would want it to be. And they like that. He's also, you know, a business expert. They think maybe he'll be good for the economy.
Yeah, knows how the red lines and the black lines must match up. You mentioned yesterday about the standoff in Oregon. Where is that?
Well, it could actually end peacefully. Got to hope so. Ammon Bundy, he's the leader of this activist ranchers protest. He happens to also be in jail. He says they've accomplished their goal of getting America to pay more attention to the land grabs by the federal government. So the time has come to stop. And he's asked those few holdouts that are still there at that preserve to go ahead and leave, go home. And the FBI's promised him that only one of them would be arrested if the rest would leave peaceably. He's saying it's time to go and don't mess it up now that we've got the world's attention.
Yeah, I think the point you made yesterday is so valid, isn't it, though? And that's happening here. Government's just appropriating all this land to themselves and then punishing farmers when they say, we need access to this to make a quid.
Yeah, and it wouldn't do any harm to the land.
No.
And it's been going on for centuries.
It's been going on for centuries.
It's always been.
Good on you. Lovely to have you back. I know I'm back. You've been here all along. And we'll see you on Monday, Harley.
Bye-bye.
Harley in the United States of America.